flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9
KISW. 206-803-ROCK. I would love for you to give us a call because I want to get your opinion on something, Rockaholics. Something that happened to me yesterday on the men's room. But I need you to call now. 206-803-ROCK.
You kind of walked into a buzzsaw with those guys.
Oh my gosh. It was chaos. So yesterday I was at the station a little late because we had band practice to run through our performances for live night.
And I know before we left, you were like, yeah, I'm not going to go home because if I go home, I'm going to come back and get stuck in traffic. I'm like, I'm going home. I'll be fine. And what happens? I leave my house. GPS says I'll be there 5 minutes early. What time did I show up for band practice? 45 minutes late because of an accident on 405. And I was like, I should have done what Taryn did and just stayed here.
So I got a lot of things done. I ran some errands and things of that nature and then came back to the office, jumped on with the men's room, and I was attacked for something that I do during the holiday season.
Oh. Why are you here so late?
Oh.
Is this nap time?
No rest for the wicked, Miles. I got some errands done today, had lunch with my sister. I've been addressing Christmas cards all afternoon.
Oh my God.
Get excited because I'm about to address yours.
How many?
I think there's like 130.
Do you do this to yourself every year?
Yes.
130? Hold on, 130?
And you know who's to blame for this? My mother and the National Treasure, because I have to send them to like all their friends too, and their friends list is the longest list.
Is that what that box is in the in our office?
Yes.
Because you have a giant box from Shutterfly. I'm like, what did you get from them? Those are invitations.
Those all Christmas cards. Yes.
I just have the same girl.
Why?
Because there are people in my life that expect it, and I was raised this way.
Does Brad contribute to this?
This is terrible.
No.
Because every year I get the, hey, dude, man, thanks for the Christmas card. I'm like, you know I didn't send it to you.
Now, to be honest with you, I'm guilty of being the person that wants the Christmas cards being sent out from our family.
You're like the driving force?
Well, I mean, I was until I picked the wrong pictures, and now my wife takes care of it. But she's basically doing it to make me happy because I like them. But we don't have 150. Ugh. I think we do like 50. And then we had that like tough decision to make as we get closer to like 45, 46. And we're like, okay, do we really need to send one to your uncle? I'm like, yeah, he never sent us one. Screw that guy.
That does nothing. I mean, he might help get the stamps from the post office or something. But my hand is completely worthless right now. Like, I am cramped up. It is not good.
I told Taryn in the office, I go, this is like the damn showers.
What do you mean?
Like, I just feel like women feel like we got to send out Christmas cards to them,
right,
even
yes.
though there's social media, you have cell phones, and then showers. None of them like going to a shower, but they all throw them for each other.
Whoa, whoa, Ted, don't bring that up, because I love showers.
Okay.
Because my wife goes and I get some time to watch my shows.
Oh.
So don't put it out there that people shouldn't have showers.
Keep those showers going.
Yeah, it's a good break for the husbands just to be able to do whatever the hell they want to do.
And then nowadays, they bring us in, too.
And then the Christmas
card. It's a co-ed shower, like F off.
Okay, I agree with that. I don't want to go to a shower.
I don't want to go to a shower.
I definitely don't want to go.
People are like, well, people want to see the kids. I'm like, they can go to everyone posts pictures of the kids. I mean, my God, they look exactly the same.
There's a camera on my phone.
Do you have a Christmas photo of your family?
Of course.
You do. And your dogs.
And the dogs.
And you have to set all this up.
Of course.
And then you print out the cards.
And then we print the cards.
And then you sign the cards.
And then we sign the cards.
Jesus, what a process.
So you send a card.
We do. We get family pictures always during the holiday season, and then my wife will pick one of the ones that she likes from that, and then go through, like, you know, the Walgreens or one of those places and print up a couple of them and send them out to people.
Well, let's find out what Adam and Shelton has to say about this. Adam, what do you think about Christmas cards during the holiday season?
Well, I don't do much with them. My wife takes care of all of it, but I think they're wonderful for the kids to draw on. So last year, our little ones, they drew their little pictures and messages to people who had sent us cards on the cards they sent us. And then we sent them back.
Oh, I bet they get a kick out of that.
A little artwork.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're 3 and 5 years old. I mean, everybody loved it.
Although at first, if I received it, I'm like, why are they sending us back the card that we sent them last year?
Because they hated the picture.
Do you determine if you're going to send cards to people if you don't get one or if you do get one? Like, okay, now we have to add this person to the list.
Well, here's what I always do. I always have an extra stack in case I get one from somebody that's not on my list, so I'm prepared to send one just in case.
Because I used to be that person. I'd be like, I don't even keep anyone's address. So I would just wait until I got theirs. And then I would have their address. And then I would send them a card. And of course, mine would probably show up after Christmas. But that's how I would do it.
And this is that time of year where you send out those text messages. Hey, man, can I get your address? What's your address?
So I think Danny, you're probably... I'm going to vibe that Danny is anti-Christmas cards.
Scrooge.
100% anti-Christmas cards.
Because it takes away from the thunder that is Halloween.
Honestly, if I got a Halloween card for, like, you know, from somebody, I think I'd be stoked. But no, I don't think that Christmas cards need to be a thing. You get them, you read them, you're like, oh, and you throw them away.
That's
not what
I do.
Oh, we put them up on the fridge.
Okay, then what do you do with them after the season?
We'll send them and put them in recycling.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You throw them away. It's just a waste of money, a waste of time, a waste of... Those people don't even care about you throughout the year.
Then
all of a sudden, they send you a Christmas card. You're like, huh, they have kids? Like, what? I don't need to know this. I don't need to know about your life. It's all self-serving, and I hate Christmas cards.
There was one time, dude, when I sent one, we got a card, and I looked at him, I'm like, who's this person? She's like, I have no idea. And I'm like, I looked again, I'm like, oh, that's one of my old fraternity brothers.
Like,
a lot has changed.
Why do you need to know that? Like, you don't need to know anything about those people.
So are you pro or anti?
I am so pro.
George isn't.
But, yeah, it's weird because I love receiving them. Danny says you save it for 1 year and then throw it away, and that's not true. I have all mine. I put mine in my Christmas tree, actually.
Which I love.
Yes, and then I put them in storage, and then next year I'm like, oh, wow, that's what they looked like last year. That's cool.
Says the hoarder who keeps everything.
I do hoard things, though. So.
Do you not like getting birthday cards?
Birthday cards are fine. They're still going to go into the trash.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just still different.
I know, but I know. That's different to me.
Let me text my wife, take Danny off of our
Christmas
card.
Thank you. I don't
list.
Need it. I see you every day. I get to take pictures with you every day.
That is true. It's weird because I have never actually done a Christmas card, which seems like totally up my alley. George would hate it, but...
Oh,
then I would have to do all the work.
Yeah, I think before, like social media and like the fact that like everyone posts all their pictures of their kids on everywhere nowadays, I think there was once a time where that was like your yearly update of what your nephews look like or somebody in your family looks like because that everyone sends those kind of cards.
And I'm the same. I use them as decor. I put them up on, you know, around like the windowsill and everybody can look at them all season long. It's beautiful.
This text, Taryn, what the F is wrong with you? Send an effing text.
You're right. Thank you.
Well, Taryn, the picture that you're using for your Christmas cards, is it or will it be on your social media?
Not those exact pictures, Sarah. Maybe from the same session.
So it's like a picture exclusive.
But pretty much almost the exact same picture. Your head's just tilted a little differently.
Yes.
Daily Mix Show.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday, we were so fortunate to get to chat up defensive end of the Seahawks, Mike Morris. And Migs, you ended up asking him something about DK Metcalf, and Mike gave us a great answer.
I saw DK Metcalf mention how he's a big fan of Triple H and Shawn Michaels from the WWE, and I had some people, myself included, I was like, oh, that's awesome. He's a wrestling fan as well. Is there something in your world that when you tell people you're a fan of, they're surprised about that? Maybe it's wrestling, maybe it's anything else.
Probably theater. I like theater. So I want to go watch the Wicked movie with my fiance as well.
Are you going to sing along with all the songs?
I don't think I've ever watched Wicked. I've always watched like The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
But this is my first time actually watching Wicked and learning the music. So I definitely enjoyed it for sure. And the leading actresses were amazing.
Now, Danny, did you slide into his DMs to see if he'd go see Wicked with you?
We should have gone. We should have had the date, the bro date. I would have taught him all the songs.
Would you get the Starbucks drinks? One of you gets the pink one, one of you gets the green one.
Okay, let's not get crazy, Terry.
Of course they would. You don't ask those kind of questions. And of course he would get the green one because, you know, Seahawks.
Yeah.
So DK had mentioned this pro wrestling obsession in a press conference.
What was it like meeting Triple H?
Oh, it was good. I met him a couple other times, but him and Shawn Michaels, my favorite two wrestlers.
The Heartbreak Kid?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay.
No one was more excited than you, though, to find out that he was a wrestling fan.
DK Metcalf has become my new favorite Seahawks player. He's jumped ahead of Ernest Jones now.
Do you have a Metcalf jersey?
No, I'm number 14 with Shawn Michaels on the back.
Uh-huh. Kind of combine the two. Well, you know, the holidays
Okay, what if DK says, Danny, I'll finally be friends with you. I know you have the DK Metcalf jersey, but you have to go to Monday Night Raw with me.
All right.
We're finally going to make Danny a wrestling fan. You know what's funny? Also, I thought another surprising thing about Mike Morris from the Seahawks, I thought for a second, I'm like, is he a plant-based dude? Because he had all these videos on his social media pages, and he told us, no, my wife's vegan. I eat a lot of meat, but I also go to all these vegan places. And one of the places he brought up was a place called Plum Bistro in Capitol Hill. And my wife and I went there over the weekend, not because it was just time. My wife suggested it. It wasn't like, babe, Mike Morris and the Seahawks said we should go eat there. But I almost was going to, like, send a message, like, slide to his... I'm like, what am I doing? I was going to take a picture of the food. I'm like, I don't really know this guy. We interviewed him for 5 minutes. All of a sudden, I'm, like, thinking I'm homies with the guy. I'm like, look, man, I'm eating the calamari. That's not really calamari. It's mushrooms. This is amazing.
I would have loved it if you'd walked into Plum Bistro and been like, yeah, Mike Morris from the Seahawks sent me.
Yeah.
I'll just have whatever he had.
What did you get? Did you get that fake Reuben or did you get the fake burrito?
Did they really have a fake Reuben?
Yes.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Wife got it, and it was easily the best thing on the menu. I got the burrito, which is like, because on their menu it says, this is our famous burrito. I'm like, I always want to get the thing that they say that they're famous for, even if they're lying to me. And it was great. But holy smokes, that Reuben was amazing.
Oh, my God. Now I'm kind of curious.
We should all go.
Yes! I'll go. Field trip.
Yeah.
Is there something that you have, shocked people to learn that you're into?
No, because I'm so weird that I don't think anything. I think if I did something normal, like if I said I was into, like, chess, people would be like, that's strange, man.
Yeah.
Like, you're into oiled up men usually pretend fighting each other. Now, all of a sudden, you're into, like, something that involves intelligence.
That's weird enough as it is, just being so into wrestling and doing it at your advanced age.
Advanced age. I'm part of the AARP faction of independent wrestling. What about you?
Oh, I mean, cribbage. Yeah, you know, that always kind of surprises people. They're like, what, are you an old man? And I kind of am.
I didn't even know what the hell cribbage was until I met you.
Yeah, cribbage is definitely one of them.
I thought it was like crochet or something like that. Like, I was like, what do you mean with like yarn and you're making like socks and stuff?
Steve, I'm glad you brought that up though, because I do know how to knit. Yeah. Cribbage, knitting.
Well, when are you going to make us all little like footsie things?
Okay, I'll
do it.
They're
socks.
Christmas is coming up.
Little footsie things.
It was a long weekend.
I know, I get it.
Rockaholics
hasn't started working just yet.
What is something that you are into that shocks people when they find out? We want to hear all about it. 206-803-ROCK. What is something you are so into but people are always surprised to learn about it?
The Daily Migs Show.
What is something that you are super into that absolutely shocks people when they find out about it? 206-803-ROCK. Justin in Ferndale, what is it that you are very passionate about that shocks people?
So, back in the, like, growing up and all that, I wasn't really, like, into sports very much. And then when I got into football, my whole family was shocked when my team of choice was not the Seahawks. It was Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Oh.
Ew.
I bet, no. I bet everything was cool until Super Bowl 49.
You know what? That brings up another fun story where my grandma gave me freaking death stares as she was walking out of our house.
Nothing better than having grandma pissed at you all because of a sport, oh. Right?
it was pretty bad there. And then they were all joking, like, oh, are you going to name your first kid Brady? I'm like, oh, no. Sure enough, first kid's name's Brady.
Nice!
Oh, I thought you were going to say my first kid's name was Tom. I mean, like, that's even, that'd be epic trolling right there. So did you? Did you follow Tom Brady then to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, or are you still a Patriots fan?
So as I grew up, I found out that I did enjoy watching the Patriots, like Randy Moss and everyone else, but it all stemmed back to like Tom and Gronk and Edelman. Well, I really was getting into them. And so when Tom and Gronk went over to Tampa, I was like, oh yeah, sure, I'll watch them. And then I watched the Mac Jones disaster in New England. I was like, yeah, no, I'll just stick with Tom. And then Tom's last year, I was like, you could have called it quits with just that last Super Bowl, bud. But, you know.
Well, right on, Justin, man. Appreciate
Thanks,
the
Justin.
Call. I'm looking at the text message. Someone just said, I love EDM and going to raves. I'm a 57-year-old grandma. I've never done drugs. I just love the energy there.
I love that. A little rave mama.
I hate to break it to her, though. The energy is drugs. That's, no, kidding. And someone else texted in at 206-803-ROCK. Said, I'm 6'6". I'm bald. I'm tatted all over, even on my head. And I effing love the Nutcracker. We go every year. We've even gotten the small productions of it. It's my jam.
I love that.
Oh, no.
These people are great.
I'm so scared because Tatum loves ballet, loves, you know, performances, loves Christmas. And I'm sure at some point going to love the Nutcracker.
Can I tell you this, Steve, too? They hire local ballerinas, young ballerinas, to do some of the parts. She could potentially be in the Nutcracker.
Don't you
locally.
Hate the Nutcracker? Like, did you fall asleep?
I hate it.
Oh, I love
with
it.
With every ounce of my soul.
So do I. It's literally the worst
so
Christmas thing ever.
Freaking boring. About? And I'm okay with weird. Like, look, some people are surprised how much I love like those Cirque performances. We went to Cirque Holidays at the Paramount. You know, and that's like, you know, granted, I think it's cooler than ballet, personally. And it's definitely cooler than the Nutcracker. The Nutcracker is so freaking boring, Danny.
It is. I can't. Well, I know. I'm sorry. Don't tell Tatum, but I really don't like ballet just in general.
Yeah.
So just watching that, especially with like no lyrics or anything happening, like, what are we doing?
And it's so boring. It's
what
so
are we
slow.
Doing?
And Danny, don't get it twisted. I don't like ballet. I like toddler ballet because it's just a cluster. It's like soccer. I'm not really that big of a soccer fan. But if you want me to go watch your kids play soccer, if they're like under the age of 5, I'm in because it's just chaos out there.
Sure. I just like that Steve's only into tights on his terms.
That's
wrestling
right.
terms.
Thank you.
The Daily Migs Show.